from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid Collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe Collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
Thank you very much. And we will do it right. We're going to do it right. Let me begin this evening by expressing my gratitude to the American people for your outpouring of love and support following the assassination attempt at my rally on Saturday. As you already know, the assassin's bullet came within a quarter of an inch of taking my life. So many people have asked me, what happened? Tell us what happened, please. And therefore, I will tell you exactly what happened. And you'll never hear it from me a second time because it's actually too painful to tell.
Part of Donald Trump's acceptance speech last night at the Republican National Convention. His speech went 92 minutes, 1 hour, 31 minutes, and 55 seconds. And joining us from KDK TV, political analyst John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, Larry. Good to be with you and all your listeners.
Leading up to when Donald Trump officially accepted the party nomination, it was quite a show. I mean, Hulk Hogan, you had Kid Rock, a number of speakers. I mean, it was a big production.
Yeah, it wasn't your traditional Republican Party, that's for sure. It was very much aimed at, I guess, a different audience. Hulk Hogan ripping off his shirts, and I mean, it was quite a display. But of course, obviously, the high point of the evening would have been former President Trump's address. 1 hour, 32 minutes. I don't know how many people actually lasted through the whole thing. And the most interesting part was the very beginning that you just played. I thought the speech was really good at that point, and then it got off on tangents. The president, the former president, has a hard time, you know, keeping to a teleprompter. And apparently, the written speech was about half the length of the actual delivered speech because he would keep going off on these riffs that we're very used to when we hear him at rallies, but might not have, but really were a bit surprising at a convention speech.
Well, he talked about unity, and I thought that really would resonate with a lot of people. But to your point, then after that, it seemed to go back to the same old, including still rolling with the stolen election theme, where he mentioned yeah. The Democrats used COVID to somehow subverse the election.
And attacking, quote, crazy Nancy Pelosi. I mean, he was back to his old rhetoric that people don't, that some people don't like. I'm sure it plays to his base, but if this was a speech that was designed to attract Democrats and independents and others, I don't think it succeeded. But this is just one speech. We've got months to go in a campaign, and we're going to see a lot of him in Pennsylvania. We're going to see a lot of J.D. Vance, the Ohio senator, apparently. Everybody is signaling that he's going to, quote, camp out in Pennsylvania. And obviously this is a very up-in-the-air state, and one in which both parties are going to contest. I don't think in the end that a convention speech makes or breaks a candidate. I've never felt that. I thought Donald Trump, if he had kept to the same tone that he began with, I thought it would have been a very successful, and for him, an unusual speech. But it just became one of our normal Trump rally speeches, and we're all used to that, or at least some of us are.
John, Paul Rasmussen here. Let's talk about the substance of the speech in terms of immigration and the involvement in foreign conflicts is specific.
Yeah, well, mass deportation. They actually had signs that they held up in the audience, mass deportation. And, of course, the Democrats have jumped on that because that essentially would split up families that are in America. If you deport some, and, you know, some will have been born here, so they can't be deported. Others may be here illegally and would be subject to process. But all of this is subject to judicial process. So the question of whether or not Donald Trump can really engage in a mass deportation of millions of people, you know, that sort of boggles the mind. We'll see if that happens. But that's clearly an agenda item because he believes very strongly that the border issue is one that resonates not just in the border states, but throughout America. And then with respect to foreign policy, I mean, here, of course, he actually used the name of Viktor Orban, some call him the dictator, but the authoritarian leader of Hungary, somebody that Donald Trump, really respects. And then the whole issue of NATO and Ukraine. Will the U.S. government under Donald Trump stand behind Ukraine against Vladimir Putin and Russia or not? And the suggestion, once again, and it's even more so from J.D. Vance, that we would side with Russia under Trump and basically allow Russia to keep the territory it's captured from Ukraine.
All right, we're hearing, John, and you have heard it no doubt as well, there is increased pressure on President Biden to step aside. Now, he has set up into this point that he would not do it. He's full go. We'll see if that changes. However, if he decides to step aside, what happens next? The Republicans have their convention this week, the Democrats next month.
Right.
Who could possibly be that candidate?
Yeah, what happens essentially is that the president, Joe Biden, would, quote, release his delegates so that the delegates who were elected on his banner would be free to support whomever they wish. The expectation would be, and nobody knows, the expectation would be that President Biden would endorse his vice president, Kamala Harris. There's some practical reasons for that, because the monies that have been raised by the Biden-Harris team are very convertible to a member of that team, Kamala Harris. But and we're talking what's called hard money. That hard money, and it's millions of dollars, if you're a different candidate, you'd have to raise that on your own. So there's a technical reason why it might make sense for Kamala Harris, but there's also some good political reasons. She is vice president. She has been doing a much better job speaking. I don't know if you've heard her recently, but I think she has improved so much over the last couple of years in her speaking ability, and she's been very forceful. She comes across, obviously, as much younger than Donald Trump and Joe Biden, but there's always been that thought of a gender barrier. Is America ready to elect a woman president? It should be, but you know, which woman and who? It will be obviously a different kind of debate if she's the actual nominee. But I would expect that if President Biden drops out, and there's no way of knowing that he's going to do that, but if he drops out, I would expect him to endorse Kamala Harris and that his delegates would nominate her in August.
All right, John, appreciate your insight, and we'll see what happens next.
Yeah, there's a lot of fun and games. More roller coaster ahead, so stay tuned.
And watch KDK-TV. Check out John Delano, political analyst. Have a great weekend.
Thank you. That same to everybody else.
Certainly didn't anticipate this cyber computer issue, Paul, overnight. A lot of people trying to get away for the weekend, maybe vacations, obviously huge, and it has caused a lot of disruptions. And I'm sure that, and we're going to get an update from our own Tamara Rush out at the airport as well.
Yeah, we're preparing that report as we speak, Larry. The last time I looked at the Pittsburgh International flight status reports, the outgoing flights only showed about a handful, less than five cancellations for the day. What you do see is a lot of on time or delays. So there are a lot of green dots there, and I assume that the airlines are anticipating getting back into the air here at some point in the next few hours, if not immediately.
And meanwhile, in other news, I want to mention the passing of Bob Newhart yesterday in the midst of everything that's going on. Bob Newhart, who was a tremendous comedian, he was actually an accountant who turned comedian. You don't hear that very often.
I didn't know that part of his story.
He was born in Oak Park, Illinois. A statue of him sitting on a couch is at Chicago's Navy Pier. It's modeled after the role he played as a Chicago psychologist in the hit 70s sitcom The Bob Newhart Show. Film critic and historian Leonard Maltin says his fame went way beyond that.
Accountant-turned-comedian Bob Newhart was born in Oak Park, Illinois, and a statue of him sitting on a couch is at Chicago's Navy Pier. It's modeled after the role he played as a Chicago psychologist in the 70s sitcom The Bob Newhart Show. Film critic and historian Leonard Maltin says his fame went beyond that.
Young people coming up in show business and so admired and respected him, they wanted to put him to use, and that's what happened on The Big Bang Theory, or that wonderful role in Elf.
Newhart's publicist says the actor died yesterday in Los Angeles after a series of short illnesses. Jennifer Kuiper, CBS News, Chicago.
He had a very dry sense of humor, wouldn't you say, Paul?
I would absolutely say that. I remember growing up in the 1970s, he was everywhere on television back in the day, but you know, but when there were three networks, Carol Burnett's show appearances, and of course his own program, The Bob Newhart Show, which was a big hit. Co-starring the lovely and beautiful Suzanne Pleshette.
Yeah,
wow.
They were a hit. I mean, that show was huge back in its time.
And that
from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Nothing is more important than getting a good night's sleep, and when you don't get the rest you need, your whole day is thrown off. That's why it's so important to choose the right mattress. Sleeping on a Purple mattress is truly a unique experience because Purple mattresses are made with a GelFlex grid. The GelFlex grid is an innovative material that moves with your body to relieve pressure in areas like knees and hips and support in others like your back. It feels soft where you want it and supports where you need it. Purple mattresses instantly adapt when you move. You don't sink in and get stuck like with memory foam. And thanks to over 1,400 air chambers in the GelFlex grid, you will sleep cooler on a Purple mattress. Purple has a wide variety of mattresses, from the original Purple mattress to the Restore Hybrid collection that combines GelFlex Grid with coils, and the Rejuvenate Luxe collection, the height of luxury, with over 112,000 five-star reviews to prove it. Visit purple.com to find the perfect purple for you and enter code PODCAST10 to get 10% off.
It was just the beginning. Then he went on to have many, many years of success with the show called Newhart.
Another passing of note, and certainly for us in this business, Lou Dobbs, who started with CNN and ended with Fox Business News, passed at the age of 78. And Lou Dobbs, you said you had a personal connection.
Yes, when I was hosting the news program in the morning down in Jacksonville, I interviewed Lou. He had written a book, so we cleared some time for him to talk about his book. We went back and forth. He was on with us for about 20 minutes. And super, really super nice guy. And then after the fact, about a week or two after the interview, I got a nice piece of merch from the Dobbs collection. And he autographed one of his baseball hats and sent it to us. That was really nice.
Yeah, and he was one of the CNN pioneers, really, when CNN was it in terms of 24-hour news.
There was no inkling at that time that what Lou Dobbs was doing for CNN with that business focus would turn into what we have now. We have channels that are set aside only for the business. CNBC, we have the Fox Business Channel, and the like.
And I have good news for you personally, Paul. Today is National Daiquiri Day. You'd mentioned this. Actually, I think you did mention at some point we were joking about every day has some attachment, right?
Right. Yeah, like we had National Hot Dog Day.
Wednesday was National. Yesterday was National Caviar Day.
But I was thinking, why not have a National Frozen Daiquiri Day?
Well, there you go.
And now we have one.
And as soon as you get out of here after this morning dealing with these computer issues.
Yeah, what a day it's been. What a week it's been. This has been a wild week.
Unbelievable. And hopefully a good weekend ahead for everybody. Take a little respite from the gravity of the news. Looking forward to the weekend if you're a Pirates fan. They host the Phillies, Yinzerpalooza, starting the second half of the season after the All-Star break and after getting to 500. And it is also a very, very special weekend for one who is about as loved as anybody in this town that I've ever known, and that's Jim Leland, who managed the Pirates from 1986 to 96, leading them to three straight division championships before heading off to the Florida Marlins, where he then won a World Series. And a voice you've heard for decades, and the voice of the Pirates for 30-plus years, Lanny Fritteri joins us, who is as close to Jim Leland as anybody. Lanny, good morning.
Good morning, Larry. Thank you for inviting me to be on the show today.
I got to share with everybody, and Paul Rasmussen is with us too, the moment that Jim Leland found out that he was going to be a Hall of Famer, it was hinted that he would be getting a call, and if it didn't come at a certain time, it wasn't going to happen. Check this out.
Word that it was going to be possibly from 6:30 to 7:15 was the time frame. And about 10 minutes to 7, I left the family room with my family and went up to lie on the bed a little bit, thinking about it, figuring that I probably did not make it. My wife and my son were coming up the stairs just when I got the call, and my wife and my son heard a lady's voice on the other end. My wife said, "Who is that?" I said, "It's Jake from State Farm."
That's just gold, and that is Jim Leland. What a great sense of humor. What a wonderful human being. And I'm thrilled for you, Lanny, because you got the call up as a friend and family to go to Cooperstown.
I did, and I am deeply indebted to Jim and to Katie for making sure that I could have a small part in this. I'm reminding myself as I travel up to Cooperstown that this is not about me, it's about Jim, and I'm blessed. Jim Leland has hundreds of thousands of friends, and I'm proud. If I'm in the top 1,000, I'm proud about that.
Lanny, can you tell us, in your memory, how do you recollect becoming a friend of his?
Well, the first couple of years that Jim was manager of the Pirates, I didn't think he liked me. A couple of times I would walk over to talk to him, and he'd get up and walk away. I learned later that it really wasn't a snub of me. It was that he was so focused on his job that he was able to concentrate on that, and in this case was blocking out everything else. There was an incident in Chicago where I was so worried about my relationship with Jim. Not that I was, you know, trying to figure out how do I become friends with him, but merely I wanted to have a decent relationship with the manager. And so I got in a cab in Chicago and went to Wrigley Field early and went into his office and talked to him. And after that, the two of us, he learned to trust me and has done so much for me, by the way. Unfortunately, I've been divorced twice. And the first time when I got divorced, I called Jimmy to tell him, and he said, "What are you going to do?" And I said, "Well, I'm going to get an apartment." He said, "No, you're not. You're going to live with us." And Jim
really?
And Katie, Jim and Katie and Patrick and Kelly, they had an apartment over their home in Mount Lebanon, over their garage in Mount Lebanon. And so they said, "We want," and it was a perfect place because it had a little sitting room and a kitchenette and a bed and a shower and all that. And so I spent 6 months there. And every night Katie would call me and say, "Come on down, time for dinner."
Oh.
And so I said to Jim, I said, "How much do you want me to pay you a month?" And he goes, "You just have to take the garbage out every Monday morning."
That is gold, man. That's special. I think everybody that has met Jim Leland knows he wears his passions on his sleeve, and we love him for it.
Well, he does. He's got a great sense of humor. He loves telling jokes. He loves to sing. He cares so much about people, and that's one of the reasons why he's been a great manager, is that he cares a great deal. I think there are a number of misconceptions about Jim. First of all, I think there are some people in Pittsburgh that think that when Jim left to manage the Florida Marlins, that he left Pittsburgh, and that's not true. He's managed in Florida and Detroit and Colorado, and he stayed in Pittsburgh. He and Katie and the kids have always been Pittsburghers. As a matter of fact, I submit to you, if you were to list the five most important people in Pirate history based on not only their performance on the field, but also their commitment to Pittsburgh and doing things as ambassadors for the city, Steve Blass would be number one on that list, without question. Steve Blass would be number one. And Jimmy Leland would be in the top five of that list.
I agree 100%. We're with Lanny Fritteri. And Lanny, I would imagine for you to have an opportunity to be a fly on the wall, since you have such a passion still for baseball, even though you've become Professor Fritteri, which, by the way, you have produced some tremendous young talent on and off the air in radio and television. You should be very proud of your contributions to our community, too.
Well, I am, but I learned from Jimmy, it's not about me. It's about the talented young people. You know, you lay out a yardstick for them. You know, you tell them this is what you think they should do, and then the ones that really wanted badly enough, they go do it. Hey, let me tell you one other Jim Leland story. When Jimmy was managing the Tigers, he bought Katie a Mustang, and he got it in Detroit, and he drove it home to her, but because he didn't want to smoke in the car, he had to stop like every hour to have a cigarette. So the trip from Detroit, which should have taken, you know, I don't know, 3, 4, 5 hours, you know, probably took 10 hours. But, you know, I was talking about misconceptions about Jimmy. One is about the Barry Bonds incident, and everybody makes a big deal about that incident. And what they really fail to focus on is that incident was the starting point of the respect between Jim Leland and Barry Bonds. And I have said I will not be surprised if Barry Bonds is in Cooperstown this weekend, because they've had a great friendship. Jim Leland believes Barry Bonds is one of the great players of all time in Major League history. And every time Barry's been honored, Jim has been there for him. There are those people that think that I know some people that believed and told me that, you know, they didn't like each other. That's not true. They have a great friendship. And wouldn't it be something if Barry were there? Of course, I'm one person that believes that Barry Bonds and Sammy Sosa and Mark McGwire and Roger Clemens and Pete Rose all belong in the Hall of Fame. And so I'm hoping that that's true, that Barry will be there this weekend in Cooperstown.
Well, it looks to be a great weekend for certainly Jim Leland, his wife Katie, and you as their semi-adopted son, sort of, living in that house. That's
a wonderful story.
That is. Lanny, have a wonderful weekend. Maybe we'll catch up with you next week. I'd love to hear all about it, too.
Yeah, I would appreciate that. Paul, great talking with you again, sir.
Have all a great time, Lanny.
Broadcast legend, Lanny Fertitta. Good to hear his voice on KDKA. All right, Lanny, be safe.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at mybobs.com to play now.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Odyssey celebrates the back-to-school season, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
In the fast-paced world of attacking, speed is everything. And that's where the Furon 7 Plus shines. Engineered for accuracy and precision at a rapid pace, it's your secret weapon on the pitch. Experience overall comfort and precise striking, even in the game's fastest moments. The nylon outsole with its V-shaped stud configuration is designed for firm ground, giving you the grip you need to outmaneuver your opponents. Step up your attacking game and learn more and purchase the Furon at NewBalance.com.
It's a good thing baseballs already have stitches, because the way these ball players are hitting them, yeah, they need stitches if they didn't already have them. So the next time you're watching a poor little baseball smacked off the wall in center, keep that little fella in your thoughts. It's hard to be a baseball right now. Baseball is something else. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.